Thursday, December 22nd, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article written recently by Todd Starnes. He refers to an article in the Washington Post, which came out at the end of November. Famed Christian music artist Amy Grant has shocked many when she announced she was hosting a same-sex wedding at the farm that she and her husband Vince Gill own. The wedding would be for her niece. Grant recalls her reaction when she learned her niece had come out. Quote, "What a gift to our whole family to just widen the experience of our whole family."
Tom, as you surface this news event and the accompanying comments that are being made in the media, there are a number of reasons why that we needed to take a moment to look at this from a Christian world and life view, particularly in light of the quote-unquote culture war, which, as I've said, I believe is a spiritual war. The culture is simply the battlefield. And of course, the real battlefield is for the hearts and souls of men and women and the faithfulness of God's people to the gospel itself. But even more, the analysis of this event comes to a point of awareness of what's going on, not only in the culture, but also within the progressive evangelical church. Here is a quote-unquote evangelical celebrity, a very talented woman, clearly, who has had her issues in life and has known the graciousness of believers in reaching out to her and in ministry in her life that we don't need to revisit. But I do want to take a look at a couple of comments that she has made in the midst of what has become a moment that the secular press is using as a victory lap because a professing evangelical is not only attending a same-sex marriage, but is actually going to host it and celebrate it and promote it. Now, what are some things that we need to see here? Well, I think there's a couple of them. When you hear the word progressive, I'd like for all of our listeners to put another word with it: deconstruction. Progressivism is a deconstruction movement. The progressive secular movement in our culture is a deconstruction of Western civilization and the removal of the foundational sanctities that have been placed within Western civilization by virtue of the influence of biblical Christianity. And secondly, progressive Christianity, which I believe is not Christianity ultimately and finally, is a movement within the evangelical church of deconstruction, deconstructing the faith. In fact, you'll hear a number of Christian celebrities today and a number of churches say we are re-examining our faith in light of today's issues and we are deconstructing what we believe. Now, what that basically means is they are trying to find a place to say that they're Christian, but be approved by the apostate culture. That is, where do we need to go and what do we need to believe and what do we need to accommodate in the culture in order to be accepted as a player in society? Well, the reality is this cultural movement does not want to tolerate you. It's not asking you to find the level that you're acceptable. The movement of progressivism in the culture itself is there for the eradication of anything that resembles biblical Christianity. So ultimately, the deconstruction will lead to the denial of the faith itself. So now we have an evangelical celebrity who is deconstructing marriage by celebrating what is a fabrication of marriage, quote unquote, a same-sex wedding, and then takes what the Bible tells us is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord, which is unnatural sex, and then celebrates it in the context of a redefinition of marriage, which is a fabrication of marriage, and does so blasphemously, saying it's a gift from the Lord. And that is blasphemy. Now, will I continue to pray for Amy Grant? Yes. Do I believe she is a very talented woman? Yes. But here is progressive Christianity, where someone continues to reach out to their quote-unquote Christian fan base and then extend it to their new fan base and tell them, oh, what you're doing is welcome in Christianity. We see homosexuality not as an abomination in the new evangelical church. We see it as a gift from God to be celebrated.
Let me give you another quote from Amy Grant related to this. Quote, honestly, from a faith perspective, I do always say, Jesus, you just narrowed it down to two things, love God and love each other. I mean, hey, that's pretty simple.
But let's be more narrow, since Amy Grant wants to be narrow. If you want to love God and you want to love your neighbor, hey, got news for you. God's given 10 directives as to how to do that. And in those 10 directives, he calls for the supremacy of your unmodified allegiance and adoration of the God of glory. Then he goes to how do you love those made in the image of God? And he establishes the sanctity of family in the fifth commandment based upon the sanctity of life in the sixth commandment and based upon the sanctity of marriage in the seventh commandment. And now Amy Grant has just said, Jesus has narrowed it down to love God and love one another. But by the way, we don't need to pay any attention to God's word in general and the Ten Commandments in particular, which reveal what she is celebrating, not as love of God and love of your neighbor, but as the embracing of sin, the wages of which is death, physical death, emotional death, spiritual death, and eternal death. Tom, this is just on my heart for all of our listeners. Please leave the fixation and the fascination of the celebrity culture from the world imported into the kingdom of God in general and his church in particular. I appreciate talented people. I want to acknowledge talented people. I want to encourage every talented Christian person, but your Christian life cannot be built upon celebrities. And any real solid, effective entertainer Christian is going to tell you the same thing. Don't fix yourself on me. You fix your eyes on Jesus. And how do you do that? Be in a solid Bible preaching church. Hear pastoral preaching each Lord's Day that's expositional and faithful to the Word of God. Find godly examples of people who have imperfectly but intentionally and by God's grace growingly fixed their eyes on Jesus. Go to church history and find some. Get some people to hold you accountable. Find some godly mentors in your life. Wherever somebody is talented, give praise to God for their talent and make use of it as it's edifying to you. But we've got to get out of the celebrity culture that the world uses as a substitution for the glory of God, and you've got to quit importing it into our culture. And this parade of progressive Christianity motivated leaders and celebrities that are quote unquote deconstructing the faith, you can pray for them and you can challenge them and you can encourage them, but keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. And then I want to end with this. Liberal Christianity was and is anti-Christian as it denies the faith and the inerrancy of Scripture. And it destroyed the mainline Protestant church at the beginning of the 20th century. Now, in the 21st century, progressive Christianity is destroying the evangelical church. It doesn't attack the inerrancy of Scripture, it attacks the sufficiency of Scripture. And it doesn't outright deny the faith, it deconstructs the faith, marriage, life, gender, and it becomes a handmaiden to the progressive secular movement. As you see the witness of Amy Grant crumble in the days of challenge, here's what God's word says for us to do. Stand firm. My dear friend, stand firm in the gospel.
Just like the liberal Christianity before it, contemporary progressive Christianity is actually anti-Christian, claiming to rescue Christianity from cultural irrelevance while actually undermining and denying biblical truth through cultural accommodation. Harry Reader's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity in Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. Well, thanks for being with us today. Stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.